And this is KGOU, I'm Paige Willett Lowe. Fellow songwriters consider him royalty, and Willis Allen Ramsey's music has even entertained a queen. But the noted singer-songwriter has endured one particularly nagging question for over 40 years. Where's the follow-up?
Evidently, I'm sort of challenged in that regard.
His 1972 cult classic self-titled LP features songs like Northeast Texas Women and Muskrat Candlelight. Now, over four decades later, his fans are still clamoring for album number two. Count KGOU's Jim Johnson among those who are eager to drop the needle on a new recording, but also content with the legend and conjecture fostered by the long wait.
Spider John is my name, friends. I'm in between freights and sure would be obliged. I could share your company.
Willis Allen Ramsey writes vivid, story-filled songs that fire up the imagination. The love affair between a honeybee and chrysanthemum. The lonely travels of a tormented vagabond named Spider John. So compelling are his insights that I've wondered if when working on his debut album, he may have imagined the future. A future in which live shows pay the bills for musicians and albums are merely business cards. It seems more plausible to me than any speculation of writer's block. After all, his set list bristles with new tunes.
It's there. I mean, I play all those songs in the show, and people tell me that they like them as much as the old songs, so I guess that's a good sign.
And there have certainly been a number of hurdles and distractions along the way. Ramsey had barely entered college at the University of Texas in Austin when his star rose, prompting a tug of war between Greg Allman, who wanted to record him for Capricorn Records, and Leon Russell, who saw the young songsmith as a great addition to his own Shelter label. Leon lured him to his side through access to his personal studio.
That's Leon damage there. Leon, he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm getting ready to go out on tour, my first world tour, and I'm going to be gone a while, and before I leave, why don't I just sort of let you learn how I use this thing, and I'll teach you the studio or get you started in it, and then you can take it from there. So that's where I got my Leon damage. Because thinking that I had to have a studio wherever I was to record.
Looking in a corner, looking in a place.
Willis immersed himself into every aspect of songwriting and recording. It was draining. By the time his self-titled album was released in 1972, he was exhausted. Popular music and taste changed drastically, too, over the decade, and Willis grew tired of the urban cowboy ethos and increasingly raucous roadhouse and bar scene. In the 1980s, he moved to Great Britain, where he spent much of the rest of that decade. He later returned to the States and married fellow musician Allison Rogers, and the two had a child. All the while, Willis crafted more songs, and rumors of that elusive second album persisted. Decades later, a completed album was seemingly just around the corner, but a flood struck his Colorado home and literally dampened those hopes.
It completely flooded this warehouse space we had there with the studio equipment, and, you know, it took forever to clear up and clean everything off and get it all working again, so a lot of stress, you know. I can really relate to the people, what they're going through in Baton Rouge right now, by the way.
Searching for sunlight.
Now, nearly 4 years later, the promise of a new album has once again been revived. And it isn't just hopeful fan speculation fueling the notion.
I got one more vocal and guitar song to record, and then it's just down to mixing. So we're almost there. Just hope we don't have another flood. We'll see. I mean, my one thing I'm kind of expecting is there'll be a couple of people that will go, it took you this long, 40 years for this, you know?
Gentilly is the album's proposed title, and its tunes are tried and tested. But what about Willis's expectations?
I'd just like to stop being a cult legend or a songwriter, and just, you know, get some popular acceptance. Just kind of get out there in the popular culture a little bit.
I might go gray, I might go blind,
I'm never going back.
Willis Allen Ramsey speaking to KGOU's Jim Johnson. Information on Ramsey's Saturday evening showcase in Norman is available in the events section of our website at kgou.org. The complete conversation and exclusive performances of both classic and new songs by Willis Allen Ramsey is to be featured this Saturday afternoon during the Weekend Blues.